Good morning, Chris.
G'day, Darren.
Generally an improvement, well, big improvement in the women's, but let's start with the men's program. They won a few more games this year. You can see an upward trend there.
You know, I'd probably sum it up by there's been some pretty strong performances and continuous improvement. You know, we're winning games, and I think a lot of the feedback from some of the southern clubs is that there's an acknowledgement there that the Raiders are a competitive team to play against. So that's probably the most pleasing. And we've had a fairly settled team for most of the year as well.
Yeah. And some acknowledgement for some of the players in the squad with the Premier League Teams of the Year announced. So Sophie Parkin and Emma Mannix-Jeeves in the Women's Premier League Team of the Year. And actually, Emma won Player of the Year.
She certainly did. Very well deserved after where her kind of career was kind of looking at the start of the season, and I know, Tim Coyle and Darren Simmons had a big impact on getting her to commit to the Raiders and stay in Tasmania. So that's really fantastic. I went down to the women's final at Belrive a couple of weekends ago, and this is the first year of having the Division One kind of format with the women's team, and the girls made the final for the first time. They were playing a very strong Clarence team with a lot of representative players in it, but they acquitted themselves very well, weren't too far off the mark. You know, a couple of run-outs and catches could have gone our way and it could have been a different story, but Clarence were too strong on the day. But I think it just reflects, you know, the strength of our women's team and the players up in the North. There's always been good depth.
It helps when you don't have, for instance, Coastal Cricket and Cricket North women's games clashing with Premier League as well. So it makes more players available.
It does. And look, they tweaked the training regime this year as well to make it a little bit easier and on the girls to train. So I know, particularly up on the northwest coast, that made a big difference.
By the way, congratulations to Darren Simmons, who was named Coach of the Year for the women's competition in the Premier League. That's a good recognition for him.
It is, and look, we restructured that a little bit this year. We appointed Darren head coach, and Robert was his assistant / regional coach. But if you know Darren, he's full bottle. He's very motivated and he's got a lot of passion, so well deserved to him.
On to the men's team now, a bit more consistent, few more games won. Got a helping hand at the start of the season with the two boys from Victoria, Stepien and Gulbis.
Yeah, look, we'd like to see Evan obviously be able to play more often, but we understand he's got commitments with Carlton. He's been pretty much a lifelong player there. It's a club his family's been involved with. But Evan's been involved with the Raiders pretty much all season through a coaching capacity because he lives in Launceston. Mm. So, look, we'll see what next season brings. But, yeah, look, both him and Braden Stepien's experience really shone out early in the games. It makes those other players walk taller. You know, that game they had up in Launceston where there was three double centuries scored, I don't think it's ever happened in Premier League before, you know, so it was a fantastic day.
John O'Chapman in the Premier League team of the season, I think he played a second 11 game for Tasmania as well. Really good year for him.
Yeah, look, John Chapman's Mr. Consistent, and he's bowled a lot of overs there, and he's made some runs, so he's been a pretty consistent player during the year. And look, I think, you know, that sums up the team, I think, this year. Like, there was a lot of consistency where we were in a lot of games. And I think the number of games where we're kind of comprehensively beaten were very few this year.
Yeah.
So that holds us in good stead for next year. Plus, our under-18s team, who play in the vacation comp, they've had a really good season this year. They went through all the games undefeated and then won the final. So, no credit to Alistair Taylor, who kind of coached that team and brought them together. Now that'll stand us in good stead with those young players seeing a good pathway now through the Raiders.
Onto the Raiders outfit more generally in broader terms. So Corley said that he hopes to play more games at UTAS next season. You'd like to see that happen? I mean, it's a first-class facility.
Yeah, it is. We've been training there a lot this year, and the training turf nets were fantastic from all reports. And that's credit to Tim and Robert Gronewegen at the UTAS Stadium management there to get that up. Look, at the end of the day, we just want a consistent base to be based from. This year was better, you know, but in the previous year, we played at, I think it was 8 different home venues.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the challenges that brings with terms of liaison with clubs. the impact on clubs, you know, your volunteers. So, yeah, look, part of what we're discussing at the moment is to get how we can get a consistent base and venue. And happy to talk a bit about that with the review that's going on at the moment.
Yeah, so when will that review sort of be released?
Yeah, so we've been, we've had a couple of discussions with Cricket Tas, and we've undertaken a review and survey, speaking to Dominic Baker, Cricket Tas CEO. But look, I think it's fair to say, look, the Raiders team and high performance concept has strong support within Cricket Tasmania and also the Southern clubs. And what we're trying to look at is it's not just the Raiders, but it's the high performance program in the North. And to achieve what we want to achieve, it's going to involve a significant increased investment spend. Dominic and Cricket Tas just need to work through that over the next month or so, because right in the middle of budget season, we're still waiting to see what the outcome of Cricket Australia distributions are, you know, back to the States, before a lot of those decisions can be locked in. But you know, I'm pretty confident we're going to have a strong Raiders program going into the future.
Very good. One thing that comes to mind straight away when you think of high performance, and it's not just high performance, but generally in cricket, it'd be nice to have a few more grass wickets to train on for younger players rather than training on mats all the time and then going out playing on a raging green top and thinking, well, what's happening here?
and that was a big part of our move to UTAS this season, where we could train consistently on good quality turf wickets. And it makes a big difference.
It does. Thanks for having you on, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Darren.